The Saudi foreign minister says representatives from Sudan's warring sides are in Jeddah. It marks the first talks between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces since fighting erupted more than 3 weeks ago. Both sides said they would not negotiate an end to the conflict and would only discuss a humanitarian truce. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands injured in the conflict. Rasul Serda has more from Jeddah.
We know that the talks are underway in Jeddah, and Saudi Arabian officials and Americans are putting a tremendous pressure on both parties to agree on 3 points. The first one is to open up a humanitarian corridor for Khartoum and for its twin city, Omdurman. And the second one is to provide the protection to the civilian facilities, including the hospitals. The third one is to secure a truce and also to build a mechanism that will monitor these truces and also keep accountable those who violate them. So these are what they want to achieve here in Jeddah. And people familiar with the issues, and also some sources are saying that there is a positivity around because of some internal and external factors, and there are dynamics out of Sudan as well. First, there is a dire humanitarian situation in Sudan, and second, both fighting parties now are realizing that there will not be any quick win for any of them, and if the war moves on, both sides are going to lose.
Heather Morgan has been following developments on Saturday from the Sudanese capital, Khartoum.
It was relatively quiet, especially when you compare it to the previous 21 days. But over the past couple of hours, we were able to hear heavy artillery being fired in the northern part of the capital, Khartoum, in the city of Bahri specifically. We can see plumes of smoke rising from the center of Bahri in what's known as the industrial area in that part of the capital, Khartoum, and also in East Nile. Now, residents of East Nile say that there were artillery strikes and airstrikes being launched by the Sudanese army against supposed RSF positions in that area. So when it was relatively quiet in the afternoon, now the situation is completely different. Around the vicinity of the presidential palace, we can also hear heavy artillery. But it's not clear if it's the Sudanese army firing at the rapid support forces who are inside the presidential palace, or whether it's the rapid support forces trying to counter attacks from the Sudanese army. Then there's also the city of Niala in South Darfur. There was fighting between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army at around 4 p.m. local time. That's around 14 GMT. And that ended with, according to residents, with the Sudanese army pushing back the rapid support forces who were trying to take over the capital. So while talks are ongoing in the city of Jeddah in Saudi Arabia, here in Khartoum, fighting is still very much ongoing between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army.